Hey, sorry the line got cut there.
No, that's cool. All right, so I spoke to Gilberto Diaz, who was the first guy I texted you his number in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And he said he's got somebody, but that he's willing to get a second opinion. Like, he's got a finance guy that he's pretty loyal with. I said, okay. It doesn't hurt to get a second opinion. He wants to come next week to look at the Viking 2 CNC saw, so he's going to be spending about $140,000. Hey, hang on. Don't hang up, all right? Hold on. Don't hang up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
All right, good. So can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So what is that gentleman's email? I could barely hear it on the call.
TexasGraniteGroup@gmail.com.
TexasGraniteGroup@gmail.com?
Yeah.
And I assume you want me to CC you, correct?
Huh?
You want me to CC you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your best email?
My best email is pimachines@gmail.com.
Got it. And this is for a bridge saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want the PT7000, like, with delivery and everything? It's like 70 grand.
And his name is Eduardo?
Edgar.
Castillo. Oh, Edgar. Edgar. So, TexasGraniteGroup@gmail.com. I'm going to CC you. I'm going to ask him just actually for his last 6 months of bank statements, because that might open up a few more programs based on what you're telling me about his file, and then I can get this cracking.
Okay, got it.
All right, I'm sending you sending him the email right now.
Okay.
The next guy you're saying, just give him a call, right?
The next guy, just give him a call, tell him that you just want to offer him an alternative. You know that, you know, you spoke to me and that he's got a loyal, you know, he's a loyal guy and he's got somebody and all that.
It might be important for you to get pre-funding, obviously. That's obviously part of the file that's involving. Yeah, I'll give him a call and see what's up.
Well, I don't really want to talk to him about that. I don't have to have pre-funding. I mean, I can have also have 100% before delivery, obviously.
But yeah, that's what a pre-funding is in my mind, 100% before anything's released. I've ran into a lot of deals recently where
everybody
people...
does that, right?
No, actually, completely untrue. I've ran into a lot of deals that I've actually come to as Rescue Ranger because people have signed docs or gone through back and forth, and then their bank has said, we will pay once the equipment is delivered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because I just finished reviewing Park's terms and Brenton's terms from, you know, people that are my customers that were shopping around, and they all require...
Oh, no. I'm saying, no, most people want it. That doesn't mean most lenders will do it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and I can actually, you know, that's, I've worked with vendors that have taken less. So, but no, I'm pre-funding 100% of all my deals, but it's part of it. Okay, I'll let you know what I can find out, okay? All right, bye-bye.